Morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. It's Friday. You ain't got no job. You ain't got to do. Or something. I think I heard that in a movie once. Hope everybody's well. Getting ready for this holiday weekend. Hope you're safe wherever you go, whatever you're doing this weekend. The Packers will be back on the field next week in front of the prying eyes of the media. Hopefully we have a quiet weekend Packers news-wise and we don't have to deal with any nonsense or drama. Throwing up my prayers to the football gods for that one. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see you all. Right off the bat, I want to leave it to the end this time. I want to get you guys right off the bat with our partnership with Aaron Jones Pro Football Camp for the youth. For the youths. Aaron Jones Youth Football Pro Camp. Make sure you head to AaronJonesCamp.com. That's AaronJonesCamp.com for all the information. Mid-July in Green Bay. The youths on a football field with Aaron Jones and company. It's a good time. Use promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10% on the Aaron Jones Youth Football Pro Camp. Because I like to think the youths, they're our future. That's what I've been told anyway. Good morning, everybody. Dale, how are you from London? I saw someone checking in from Istanbul earlier. Good morning to everybody around the world. Good to see you all. Cyril, always here. Morning. Ryan, what's up, man? Aaron Jones is my favorite Packer. Love him. He's pretty fantastic. And I'm really happy he's back. No doubt about it. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. California. Ivan's up early. What's up, Ivan? How you doing, man? Happy Friday from La Crosse, Wisconsin. There you go. Representing the motherland. I like it. Packers cap guy said Rodgers is not fined $860,000. Well, the league says differently. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Where does Mike Smith rank on your list of favorite Packers coaches? He's up there. He's way up there. Yeah. I mean, he's effective and he's engaging. Two things you gotta love. Nags. Is the entire Packers draft class signed yet? No, not that I've read, unless there was a signing that I missed, but I still think there's two guys left to go. How's Corey doing? Corey's good. Miles Teller Twitter post has people going crazy. He's just trolling Packers fans. It's pretty easy. What's up from Charlotte, North Carolina? What's up, Tommy? How are you? How great is it the Packers were able to retain Jerry Gray? Love hearing him speak about player development. This secondary unit has a chance to be special. Very much agreed. Very much agreed. Jerry is a really interesting coach to watch during camp. When he gets, you know, going in the drills and talking technique and stuff. And he's pretty, it's interesting because, you know, he's obviously good at the podium, good on the Zoom anyway. No podiums at the moment, but pretty even keeled, but man, he is he's not a yeller, but he gets his point across pretty clearly. So the cap guy's lying. No one's lying, but it's pretty clearly stated that, you know, the fines begin, as soon as camp starts and you get big time fines. 860 might not be the exact number, but I know it's over $800,000. And that's in the CBA. And they can't rescind the fine. They can't forgive or excuse the fines. You used to be able to do that. You used to be able to, as a team, guy would hold out. He got fined a bunch, and then he showed up, and the team just wiped the fines away. The new CBA makes it so you can't do that if he's not on a rookie deal, which obviously Rodgers is not. The team is falling apart. Thanks, Jerry Krause. It's interesting to watch how people kind of interact and follow the Packers in the offseason. And that narrative kind of feels like it's coming to life on all on its own, just by people being freaked out because of the Rodgers stuff. But, you know, and then you throw in the receivers missing one OTA practice and everyone loses their minds, to quote the Joker. It's the offseason. It's like day two. Everyone's like, fine. It's totally fine. It's football. And the guys who aren't there have a reason to not be there. Who do they play on Sunday? Like, people need to relax. Let these people live. My God. Miles Teller should be banned from Green Bay. Good chance he's going to get an unhappy welcome. Roberto, thanks for the super chat. Did you see Joe Barry mic'd up video? Love his energy. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Good stuff, man. Love the energy he brings, and I think that's a big reason he's here. Now we can finally cross off signing Veldier after the suspension news. I mean, he was retiring, and now he's suspended 6 games. Reminds me, I think Jared Bush was retired and got suspended like 10 games or something. So, yeah, that's a rough scene for Jared Veldier. What's on my shirt? 69 cups, baby. You can get it at the Cheesehead TV store. Coach Gray, big reason for Stokes pick, may deem higher risk, high reward. I don't think anybody's picked because of the coaching staff. They pick the players because they deem them worthy of the selection and their talent and their promise and their upside. It's not about who's going to coach him. Happy birthday, Jenny. Hope you have a good one. Aren't OTAs voluntary? They are indeed, Alan. Minicamp is when things are required. Participation. Can we have a Patreon watch party? Yeah, sure. Why not? What are we going to watch? Big Lebowski? Sounds good to me. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. Does adding Miles Teller put us over the hump? Oh, man. Yeah, that's good. Can we get a lot one shirt? Buy that in a second. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I think we can. Morning from Columbia. What's up, Andrew? Good morning. Hope you're doing well. Do I miss Dom Capers? No. Aaron, you missed my super chat yesterday. Came in at the last minute. What's your favorite Dom Beebe memory? It's got to be the game against San Francisco, a Monday nighter, the one that they won on a last-second Chris Jackie field goal, but he went off that night. Favre and he were in like some kind of rhythm. That was crazy. But that whole game, he was amazing. Javier, what's up, man? Morning, Nags. Hope you have a good weekend. How's the defensive staff reacting to their new boss? Seems good. Seems fine. It's very, very early, though. Never really know how people are going to gel over time, but yeah, it seems good. I'll add one thing to the Dom Beebe thing, one little nugget that I absolutely love. When they won the Super Bowl in 96, Favre gave the game ball to Dom Beebe because he'd been to the Super Bowl so many times and lost with the Bills. I just love that. Do I miss Fritz Schirmer? Yes. Pizza tonight with the crew. You better believe it, Matt. We should trade for Tebow. Okay, Nathaniel, you are banned.
Am I way
too overconfident in Steno? I think the young guys, what they have up front with him, will lead to a dominant line. I agree. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the mixing and matching they did last year was a real success, and they've got a lot of cool, fun parts to work with. But it's early. It's very early. A lot of young guys with upside, but that doesn't automatically translate to success. So we'll see. Cyril, what's up, man? Appreciate what you do. Thanks, Cyril. Well, I see Ken is in here because he's been called a liar by somebody. Ken, I'm going to have to go back and read it. But Albert Breer's reporting is pretty clear on it. So, but I'll have to go read the letter of the law on it. Why are peeps hating on Martin and Barnes? I like the upside of both of those guys. No doubt, Kevin. I get people want more talent. Everybody always wants more, right? They're serviceable. I think there's a lot of upside still with Kamal, especially, but both of them have upside. So, yeah, I understand wanting shiny new toys and wanting, you know, great players at every position. We all know that's, you know, not realistic, but everybody wants to improve. I don't think that's beyond the pale. You know, I don't think that's crazy. But I'm with you. I like them. I like them a lot as players. And I think, like I said, I've said a number of times, you know, Kamal's got a lot to work with athletically. You know, obviously he fell because of that knee injury and then he re-injured himself at the start of the year. So I think it took a while to kind of round into shape, but I'm excited to see what he can do in year two. No doubt. Patrick, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in a while. Go Pat Go from the North. Thanks for checking in, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Haven't seen you on the Patreon happy hours lately. Andrew is yelling. Thanks for the super chat. How about a place kicker? Can't make a pat, but can make a 53-yard field goal. Oh, my God. Memories. Pappies. P-A-T. I got you. What's your opinion on doing things the Packers way? I think it's been really successful for a really long time, but I do think in the modern era, they need to adjust a little bit on the personnel side when it comes to how they communicate with guys. But if they weren't to do that, and if they were just to carry along doing what they've been doing since Ron Wolf came on board, I'd be fine with that too. I don't think they're going to fall apart because of it. Sterling Sharp belongs in the Hall of Fame. 1,000,000,000% correct. No doubt about it. There is zero question. Who else should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame besides Sharp and Butler that isn't in? I mean, on the Packers? Man, I don't know. We got Woodson going in, so that's good. You know, we know Butler needs to get in. We know Sharp needs to get in. Has the recent attitude and national narrative towards the Green Bay organization... it just went away. Driven by the actions of the NBA. I mean, not really. I mean, I get the parallel that people make and the idea that, you know, there's a really popular player, a superstar player that wants out of a certain situation and he's using what leverage he has to try and make that happen. That's reminiscent, I guess, of the NBA and the way that those superstars have kind of picked and choose, is that a phrase? Picked and chosen where they want to play, who they want to play with, etc. I just think the NFL is just set up in such a way that it's going to be hard for anybody, you know, definitely no rank and file player, but even Aaron Rodgers, as huge a star as he is, only has so many options because of the way the league is set up. And the league is set up as it is, and it very much favors the teams. And that's not breaking news. But who knows? We'll see. Maybe he drives them crazy enough to get him out of town. We'll see. Will Clay Matthews be a Hall of Famer? I think so. It's interesting. I think, you know, obviously, kind of like Brett, his career maybe gets colored a little bit because of, you know, the lack of productivity towards the end. But man, he was a great football player. And I don't use the word great lightly here. He was a great player. Definitely worthy of the Hall of Fame. I don't know how his numbers stack up, and I know that's always the argument that people gravitate to. But yeah, in my mind, he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But if that actually happens, we'll see. Just because they don't baby Rodgers doesn't mean they're not fair in their personnel dealings. I agree with that. I don't think Rodgers is asking to be babied, though. I know that's your interpretation of it, Gary, but you know, he is the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak. You know, everybody in that building would either be out of a job or having a much worse time of it in the league without him. And that's just reality. Ultimately, though, we're just guessing as far as the treatment of Rodgers. You know, only he can speak to that, and so far he hasn't wanted to. But yeah, I'm with you in the sense of, yeah, whatever they've decided, the personnel decisions they've made, I've been on board with. I think they're good for the most part. Always going to quibble with one or two, but yeah, I think they've had, you know, done obviously over the last couple decades, whether it was Ron or Ted, we've got Mike Sherman in there somewhere, but you know, the system has worked. Their way of scouting, the way of making those decisions has worked well. But yeah, as far as how Rodgers is treated, only he can speak to that, what his gripe is. You know, the rest of us are just guessing on the outside. Do you believe Rodgers will be the QB week one? Yes, I do. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. You think Goody owed 12 a heads up when drafting Love? Oh, man, this was like all over Twitter yesterday. Owed him a heads up. The day of, probably not. But I do think he should have said something stridently to his face. Well, maybe not to his face, maybe via FaceTime. Like the morning of, day before, something. Look, there's a kid we really like. There's a chance if he falls, we might take him. something along those lines, rather than having Aaron sitting at home watching the draft, hoping for Justin Jefferson, and then they trade up for a quarterback, and he finds out on TV. It's just bad business, man. So, yeah, do I think they should have called, like, right before they made the pick? No, that's ridiculous. But I do think he should have had a very real conversation with him. And the fact that he didn't suggests that maybe, maybe Brian knew how that conversation would be received. Why do the Bears suck? Because they're the Bears. We all know this. What was up with the Coward Cheesehead TV blog clip? Nothing. He was just talking about bloggers who are Packers fans, and Tyler did a great job reacting to it. Calm down. I am sending the wolf. He will be arriving directly. Thank you, Brandy. Lord knows that's what this situation needs, is some Winston Wolf. I will say, if anything, Goot owed AR simply to get out ahead of what would be a forthcoming media light and attention. Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Jesus Christ. If there's anyone who like has no problem being in the media and being the subject of things, it's Aaron Rodgers, as we've seen all offseason. But that is partly why I think Aaron dropped the bomb when he did the day of the draft. Or, I'm sorry, not Aaron, David Dunn. You know, to make Goody kind of feel that judgment, that media lens that you're talking about, the way he felt it last year. But, you know, if there's somebody who can handle it, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's been famous for a decade now, you know. All the picking of sides, both sides can be wrong. Aaron will be back. I pretty much agree. You're not telling lies there. I think, again, we don't know. We're not privy to the situation. All we know is that Aaron's unhappy. And until he tells us why, we're all just guessing. There's no time to call Rodgers. No, of course not, Jared. That's what I was saying. Like, the while the draft is going on, yeah, no. If the cap is going up next year, I'm sure Rodgers could get a pay raise. Well, yeah, the league and the NFLPA agreed on the cap limit, like what it could go up to, the limit of what it could go up to next year, which I believe, I don't know if Ken's still here, like, he probably knows the number, but yeah, okay, I think it's like a 17% increase or something like that. It's significant, but it's not the big, big jump that's going to happen when the new TV money hits in 2023, but it should give them some maneuverability. It's still, they still got a lot of work to do, and they still got major issues with a lot of their contracts as far as the money that they've pushed out of 2021 into 2022 is ridiculous. And it's unlike anything I've ever seen the Packers do. So that how they kind of traverse that is going to be really interesting. Preston, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Brad Jones. Oh, man, are we just going to start naming random old Packers? Brad Jones appeared on Packer Transplants. True story. I think Aaron's MO is a constant chip and gripe, and that's how he operates, I guess. That's pretty spot on, I think. WM, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How many more Super Bowls will Love and LaFleur win than Rodgers and McCarthy? I'm all aboard the Love train. I love the optimism. Let's have Jordan throw a regular season pass, though, before we start talking about Super Bowls. Brady Papinga could save the day. There you go. Whoa, Blake with a throwback. Why didn't Mike Sherman work out in Green Bay? I was just a kid when he was coach GM. Don't know the story. Oh, he was a terrible GM. That was the problem. He was a good coach. Like, I know people love to give him shit, but he was a good football coach. His biggest issue was he was made general manager and he had no business being a GM. You know, he spent basically the entirety of his time as general manager chasing getting Brett back to the Super Bowl, which obviously never happened. But he made horrible signings, terrible draft picks. I mean, he drafted a punter in the third round, for God's sakes. Now, you're too young to remember that. You know, that's a good thing for you. But yeah, Mike was a good football coach. He was just a absolutely terrible general manager. The Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Is Kirk Cousins' contract the root problem? Before that, no guarantees. Well, no. I mean, there were guarantees for injury. There were signing bonuses and things that were guaranteed. But, you know, Kirk was the one who got the fully guaranteed deal for 3 years. I do remember a lot of ink was spilled, or pixels anyway, about how, you know, that was shepherding in a new era, and it was a real breakthrough for the players, but not a whole lot has come of that, you know, and in fact, they've redone his deal since then. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think some of this could be tied into guaranteed money. Might be as simple as that for Aaron, but again, we're just guessing. Let's see. Sam Congato, Jamal Reynolds. There we go. Now we're cooking with gas. Morning from Ireland. What's up, Ronan? How are you? Still don't understand. What? Still don't understand trading Mike McKenzie. Oh, well, you see, there you go. Mike McKenzie did. He paved the way for Aaron Rodgers with his antics trying to get out of town. It worked. Oh, Sarthak. That's an amazing, amazing handle. And thank you for the support. Thanks to Cheesehead TV for all the amazing content. Would love to know if there will be a couple of watch-alongs this season. Oh, there might be a few. Yes, we'll undoubtedly be doing watch parties in some capacity. Not quite sure where I'll be, if I'll be in Green Bay, if I'll be here in New York for the, in the studio, like I was all during the pandemic, but we will certainly be doing watch parties. No doubt about it. Charlene's here. What's up, Charlene? Thanks for the super chat. We can't have thin-skinned people who live for the popularity vote run the team. What's important are decisions made to carry the G into the future. Very well stated, Charlene. Absolutely correct. It's not a popularity contest. You're doing what's best for the ball club. And that is what Brian is trying to do. Do you meet, hang out with fans during training camp or just on game day? Matthew, I run into fans all the time during training camp. I ran into Big B back in the day. Yeah, I mean, pretty much if you are in the, what, that kind of walkway where the players go back, you know, they ride their bikes after practice, the media's going, we go to and from every day. So I run into people all the time. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Sherman draft, start with 20 picks, end with -3. Yeah, exactly. It's about the people, didn't you hear? Yeah, people needing people are the luckiest people or something. Did you hear Aaron Rodgers say, roll it up, lighting it up, when admitting his affinity for florals during the Kenny Mayne? Now we know what he meant by R-E-L-A-X. Yeah, Oz, one of our Patreon members, pointed that out. Charlene coming in with the facts. You better believe it, always. Aaron grew up in Wisconsin. My dad was a pastor. He used to keep his sermon short to make sure nobody left early for second church kickoff. Yeah, that was when I was a kid. We would go to church, and God, I would just be watching the time. Man, like every bit of the service was all about getting closer to kickoff for me. That's the whole thing. That was all I was doing. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Anyone else excited for the defense or just me? No, everyone's all upset about Aaron Rodgers. Yes, no. Very excited for the defense. I think the potential is exciting. The scheme change is what's going to, for me, put some, you know, pump the brakes up for the excitement a little bit, because, you know, it's just really hard to see them just kind of hit the ground running, so to speak. But we'll see. I'm excited for them, though, no doubt. What? Was the 2020 season boring? Couldn't fully get into it? Jimmy, do you have a pulse? I mean, I understand, like, the vibe was a little different because there were no fans in most of the stands, but I don't know. I had a ball. I had a great time. It was pretty amazing that they even had a season in the middle of a pandemic. All right, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Cheesehead TV on Packers Daily, Monday through Friday. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.